From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran is making more claims about the U.S. surveillance drone that went down in eastern Iran last weekend. An Iranian official says his country will soon produce its own stealth drone aircraft. And NPR's Peter Kendian reports Iran claims to have the technology to reverse engineer the U.S. drone.
Iranian lawmakers were quoted by the semi-official Fars News Agency as saying that the capture of the RQ-170 drone was a high-tech coup for Tehran and boasting that the Iranian military would soon be able to simulate the advanced surveillance technology. A deputy commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards told state television that the technology gap between the U.S. and Iran is, quote, not so great. He repeated the claim that Iran hacked into the drone systems and brought it down last week, something U.S. officials remain skeptical of. American military experts also questioned the veracity of video appearing to show Iranian officials inspecting the aircraft. U.S. officials have acknowledged losing a drone. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The contenders for the Republican presidential nomination are taking aim at the new front runner. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is now the target in the race. And at last night's debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Michelle Bachmann accused him of being a Washington insider.
You're taking money to influence the outcome of legislation in Washington. That's the epitome of the establishment. That's the epitome of a consummate insider.
Gingrich found himself on the defensive not only from Bachmann, but from Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, who criticized him for making up to $1.6 million from the housing giant Freddie Mac. But Gingrich said he never lobbied for Freddie Mac.
I was never a spokesman for any agency. I never did any lobbying for any agency. I offered strategic advice.
The debate was broadcast by ABC. It was the first since Gingrich's surge in the polls. All six of the candidates were critical of President Obama's handling of the economy. The Iowa caucuses, a little more than 3 weeks away. United Nations climate negotiators in South Africa have finally reached agreement on a new deal. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Durban the new agreement rescued the talks from collapse.
The deal accomplished more than many expected. First, it preserved the Kyoto Climate Treaty for at least five more years. That's just for the handful of nations still interested in using it as a legal framework for reducing their greenhouse gas emissions. Second, it charts a course for a future climate agreement that could encompass all nations, including the United States, China, and India. And third, it takes steps toward developing a fund that the rich nations of the world will pay into in order to help the poorer nations develop cleaner sources of energy and to cope with a changing climate. The actual provisions of the deal are somewhat disappointing to nations who had been arguing for urgent action now on climate change, but in the end they decided that having a deal that moves them forward was better than no deal at all. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the climate talks in Durban, South Africa.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. In college football, Navy has kept its streak alive. The midshipmen beat Army 27-21 this weekend on the strength of two fourth-quarter field goals. Quarterback Chris Proctor ran for two touchdowns to help give Navy its 10th straight win over Army.
To beat Army for a decade is unheard of. To do anything 10 straight times, whatever it is hard to do. And to Navy to beat Army 10 straight times is really remarkable.
It was the last game of the season for both teams. The matchup is set for this weekend's title game in men's college soccer. As Scott Graff of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports, today's match features two teams from North Carolina.
The University of North Carolina will take on Charlotte in the finals of the College Cup in Hoover, Alabama. The Tar Heels beat UCLA to advance. The 49ers beat Creighton. Both games were decided on penalty kicks. Sunday's championship will feature schools located just 2 hours apart but with very different soccer pedigrees. North Carolina is the tournament's number one overall seed and is playing in its third College Cup in the last 4 years. For Charlotte, though, this is just the second appearance ever in the College Cup. In fact, if the 49ers upset North Carolina, they'd be the first unseeded team to win the tournament in the last 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
The National League's reigning most valuable player is reportedly fighting a possible 50-game suspension over a positive test for a banned substance. ESPN first reported this weekend that Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun tested positive for synthetic testosterone. Braun's representatives have issued a statement saying the circumstances will demonstrate no intentional violation. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.